Okay, Marcia.
Okay,
all yours.
This is the story of the kind stranger. Jesus was teaching one day when a man in the crowd asked him, "Can you tell me, Jesus, what have I to do to live forever?" Jesus smiled. "Love God," he answered, "and love your neighbor as yourself, as you love yourself." "But who is my neighbor?" asked the man, hoping to trick Jesus. "Is he just the fellow who lives next door?" "Let me tell you a story," Jesus said. "I think you will understand. Once upon a time, there was a man like any one of us, who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, as you all know, that is a very dangerous road. It's twisty and it's steep, and there's no end of places for robbers and thieves to hide. Well, the robbers were waiting that day. Okay. They grabbed the man and beat him, and they took his money and left him to die. "Oh dear," said the crowd. They felt sorry for the man. Jesus went on with his story. In a little while, another man came walking down the road, a priest on his way home from worshiping God at the temple. He saw the dying man, and what do you think he did? "He helped him," shouted someone in the crowd. "He saved him," shouted another. "No," said Jesus firmly, "he did not. He took one look at the poor, beaten man, then crossed to the other side of the road and walked away." "Oh my," the crowd murmured. "Wait," Jesus continued. "Soon another man passed by. He served God at the temple too. So what do you think this man did when he saw the man, the wounded traveler?" "He ran for help," shouted someone. "He raised the alarm," shouted another. "No," said Jesus again, "he did not. Just like the priest, he crossed to another side of the road and left the poor man to die." "Oh no," the crowd sighed. "Don't worry," said Jesus, "for there is one more man who passed by that day, and that was a Samaritan." "A Samaritan?" shouted someone. "They're different from us." "We hate Samaritans," shouted another. "And they hate us," added a third. "So I've heard," nodded Jesus, "but when this Samaritan saw the man, he did not walk away. No, he bandaged his wounds. He loaded him on his donkey. And took him to a nearby inn. And he paid for that man to stay there until he was well." Jesus looked at the man who had asked him the question. "So tell me," he said, "which of these men was a neighbor to the man who had been robbed?" "The third one, the Samaritan," the man answered. "That's right," Jesus said. Jesus smiled. "Because my neighbor is anyone who needs my help. Now you go and help your neighbor too."
Thank you very much, Marcia. Lovely. So our actors are still within reach if I need to call you out again, which I hope to. Right, can we move on to my PowerPoint screen, which says love is? That's the one. Perfect. I wonder how you would answer that question. Choir, I told you you could go and sit in the front row and watch, so please do go and sit in the front row. I should have shifted you before the drama, but you managed to see most of that, but come and sit yourselves around where you can see what's happening. Lovely. How would you answer that question. Love is. Any thoughts?
Tenderness.
Sorry, Bob? Kind. Love is kind.
Unselfish.
Helpful. Right, there's a few suggestions. On to the next. These were a few cartoons. They tell you something about my age that I've chosen these. These were a couple of popular cartoonists of my youth, maybe some of your youth as well. And they suggest just a few ideas that love is making sacrifices, watching someone else's boring TV, not leaving the bathroom in a mess, cheering someone up with a visit. And there were loads and loads more. So let's move on. This is another version, another translation of the opening of that story that Marcia read to us. And Jesus had a knack of answering questions with another question so that the original questioner answered themselves. Now, this is actually, if it's looking vaguely familiar, this is Luke's version of how Jesus answered a question that I think you heard from Matthew last week. So I am aware. An expert of the law of Moses stood up and asked Jesus a question to see what he would say. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus answered, "What is written in the scriptures? How do you understand them?" The man replied, and let's all join in the bold print, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind." They also say, "Love your neighbors as much as you love yourself." So there was the reply. So I wonder, have you ever taken a phone call whilst continuing to work on your computer? Yeah? Yeah? Sorry, say that again? Yeah? Oh dear. How much of yourself are you giving to your caller when you do that? And I know because I'm guilty of it. So if ever you phone me up and you think I'm not paying attention, tell me to stop what I'm doing and pay proper attention. Have you ever, and I'm not asking you to own up to this one, planned Sunday dinner or perhaps your next holiday while sitting here in church during a service? Have you ever skipped your prayer time because you're too busy? How much of yourself are you giving to God? Have you ever forgotten about God from Monday to Saturday, only to remember the next Sunday? How much of yourself are you giving to God? Okay, so Jesus said, quoting from the Old Testament, say it together, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind." Loving God should be with every part of our being. And if we are to love God with our whole being, that will affect every part of our lives, every day, all of the time. This cartoon is an old favourite of mine. It was up on the walls of Imberhorn School when I was a pupil there many years ago. We have Lucy and Linus, and Lucy is laughing at Linus and saying, you, a doctor? Huh, that's a big laugh. You could never be a doctor. You know why? Because you don't love mankind. That's why. To which Linus replies, "I love mankind. It's people I can't stand." But Jesus says, "Love your neighbour as much as you love yourself," even though people can be really annoying.
Lucy here demands to be loved. I'm human like everybody. I'm human and I need to be loved just like everybody else, only she's doing it right up here. Which is a little bit... We all need to be loved. And some people are easier to love than others.